Thank you and good morning. In December, a Humboldt County jury found 41-year-old Jason Armstrong guilty of second-degree murder with two special allegations related to the use of firearms in the killing of Danielle Sadiq at the Dean Creek Resort in Redway on October 21st of 2014. On Wednesday, Judge John Feeney sentenced Armstrong to 15 years to life on the second-degree murder charge and then added a consecutive 25 years to life sentence for the use of a firearm. That means Armstrong, who is listed as a resident of Texas, will serve at least 40 years in prison before becoming eligible for parole. The county coroner's office has reported that the results of an autopsy performed on the body of 26-year-old Hoopa resident Kenneth Arlen Buck Williams revealed that he died as a result of blunt force trauma after an industrial accident near Wichpeck on December 30th. Williams was part of a contractor's crew cutting down damaged trees that had affected PG&E power lines when he fell approximately 55 feet to the ground. The cause of the accident is under investigation by the state and by OSHA. State lawmakers have only been back in session since Monday, but there is a new bill being prepared that will amend the medical marijuana package of bills signed into law last year. A key provision of the law is required that cities and counties come up with local land use regulations by March 1st or cede that authority to the state. Local jurisdictions have been scrambling to either create or update local ordinances, including Humboldt County and the city of Eureka, to meet the deadline. That deadline will now be removed. Assemblymember Rob Bonta introduced Assembly Bill 1575 on Monday that clarifies that medical marijuana dispensaries can explicitly operate as for-profit businesses or as nonprofits, and that all marijuana products must be tested for consumer safety. A second bill related to medical marijuana would create a state-run depository that would allow growers and sellers to deposit cash and checks and transfer funds from their businesses. That measure would also make it easier and safer for the state to collect excise taxes on medical marijuana. Currently, legal distributors take large amounts of cash to the Board of Equalization offices for tax purposes. While legislators work to clear up the language regarding new marijuana laws, many other laws go into effect this year, including a new motor voter law that will automatically register drivers to vote when they apply for or renew a California driver's license. A similar law went into effect in Oregon as well. A new law forbids the wearing of earbud headphones or headsets when driving a vehicle or riding a bike, and a new yellow alert system, similar to the Amber Alert, to find hit-and-run drivers who cause injury or death went into effect on the 1st as well. SB 277, the mandatory vaccine bill, goes into effect on July 1st and removes personal exemptions from parents who wish to keep their children unvaccinated. Children who do not get vaccines are barred from attending public schools. Assembly Bill 1014 allows family members to ask a judge to remove firearms from a relative who has been determined or who appears to be a threat, a bill that was enacted following the shooting rampage at UC Santa Barbara by Elliot Roger. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Oregon Cattlemen's Association has issued a statement regarding the ongoing standoff at a vacant federal building in Oregon. Ranchers across the state have announced their support for the father and son, Dwight and Steve Hammond, who remanded themselves to federal custody. But the armed protesters remain at the federal site, an action that is opposed by many. Kaylee Handley of the Cattlemen's Association said,
"The Oregon Cattlemen's Association does not support or endorse illegal action taken against the government. This includes militia takeover of government property, such as the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. We do support the Hammonds and believe the current sentence they are being asked to serve is an overreach of federal government."
Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey said that the Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward has been put in a tough spot, not of his making, and he's taken a lot of heat. Downey also said that this is just one issue of conflict between residents in western states and the federal government, and that while he considers the militia's reaction grandstanding, there is some validity to the issue of government overreach. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning through this afternoon as a heavy swell will impact local beaches. The swell will result in breakers between 20 to 24 feet, and that will make areas along local beaches, docks, and jetties dangerous. Visitors are urged to use caution and never turn your back on the ocean. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.